Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Thursday, I guess, March 9th, 2006. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's V-A-D-E-R, Larry Vader. And with me is...
Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty, how's it going?
Oh, it's been real good down here in Florida, although we seem to crash up all the cars and stuff, you know.
Haven't you guys been through like 10 rental cars already? I mean...
Well, Larry, it's actually closer to 50, but it's all they had on the lot.
Oh, great. You ruined a whole rental car business. They're going to like charge you extra now.
We have pre-ruined the cruise.
Oh, well, now, but you're on the cruise right now. You're calling me from the Virgin Islands, aren't you? Or isn't that...
They are not virgin anymore, Larry.
Oh, I had no doubt. So now, I heard a voice letter this morning about from Miss Kitty about there was a knock at your room door early this morning, and it was some little boy methed out wanting to be spanked. What was that all about?
It was making me very unhappy that I had forgotten the sling.
Well, you know what, Big Fatty? Just because it's you forgot it doesn't mean that I have. I had to go check on it today when I was, you know, making sure your house hadn't burned down or anything. And I want to let you know the sling is still there. No one's broken in and stolen the sling.
I am quite relieved.
I knew that you would be. I knew that
in a way, in a way that you probably do not want to hear about.
Big Fatty, you won't say it on the air, but you'll say it to me later, so... You know, I really, there's no respite from your comments and bodily noises. So now, what about all this all-you-can-eat buffet all day long?
It was something that you had to be there. And they did throw us out after we decided to remove an entire watermelon.
Oh. Well, did you clear the buffet completely? I mean, did they run out of food? Have you guys had to make extra stops to... refill the freezers and the galley areas, or
we've actually been given a special dispensation for my caloric intake needs and my colonic explosions.
I don't want to know anything about any sort of explosions, because with you and Miss Kitty on the boat, you may have had to make an extra stop just to empty the waste area. So anything else, Big Fatty, that you need to tell us about, or you know, that's been going on? Any exciting things to report? Any, you know, tidbits of news?
Well, only that the mouse, of course, you know, the mouse, he's not always cracked up to be.
Oh. Well, insert poopy music here. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, if he was, then he would not have waited 24 hours to start my vacation.
Ah. Well, you know what? You know how he do. I'm at a loss
horror.
For words.
The
last time
horror.
Larry Vader was at a loss for words after about 3.5 minutes of recording. Big Fatty. So now, let's see. So the room you stayed at in Fort Lauderdale, I heard, had two slings in it. Was that really necessary, or?
I was anticipating a guest for the guest sling.
And we don't want to know how that worked. Okay.
Well, it actually, you know, it's one of those things where it's almost best that you don't know.
No, I can assure you it's best almost, that I do. Yeah. It's very much best. I don't know.
Does the word double-ender mean anything to you?
Yes, it does. Hurrah.
Okay, there we go. That's all we need to... All we need to say.
Oh, Lord. Big Fatty, you're quite foul this evening. I kind of like it.
Thank you.
Now, what about apple snacks on the cruise? Has that been an issue, or?
Snacking, Larry, I have to tell you, snacking turns into an art form on this cruise, because not only can you feast your eyes on all the pretty little things that happen to be floating around, but
of course,
you also get to realize the caloric intake as well. And so it's sort of a dual Borges Mord, and we're just happy as can possibly be.
So now,
beats the heck out of Patrick's.
Oh, well, that's not so hard to believe that. They do have free food on Monday nights, Big Fatty. Yes, they do. Sure, they were a little disappointed. I hope you let them know you weren't going to be there so they wouldn't prepare at all. Because I'm sure they prepare most of it for you. So.
They do, and I had to pay anyway.
Of course.
Paid before I left. I had to pay anyway. I'm on a special plan.
You know what? Hey, Big Fatty, have you heard that my new apartment is across, well, let me not give away too much information to the listeners, but let's just say it's within walking distance of the Patricks. Now, what do you think about that?
I think that could be quite beneficial to more than just the big Larry V-A-D-E-R Vader.
Well, you know what? It is going to have a second bedroom, we hope. And so,
excellent.
Yeah, I know. And now there's no sling, so
I have Christmas in mind.
Oh, God. Big Fatty, no. No, no, no. Don't do it. Please, don't do it. Save your money.
I'll go check on Amazon right now.
Why don't you go on over to Amazon.com and type in sling?
My special section. Of course, they always recommend sling buying in that little gold box every day.
For you, I bet they do.
Let's see. Well, 200-300 times
a day. People who also bought this sling bought, Yeah, that's great. You got to love Amazon. I actually just spent some money with them. Big Fatty, is that cell phone you don't use? Is that what's ringing over there? Or?
That's that cell phone that's got the new teeth in it.
Oh.
New blue teeth in it.
The blue teeth, and how
that's
is that
what rang
working?
And then, of course, internet interferes with the Skypes, and it's all – the Computros is all silly on me, so I better not do a whole lot more. But I will type in the sling.
Oh, okay. Now, what kind of computer are you using in the Virgin Islands tonight, Big Fatty?
This is the Apple Snacker Special.
Ah, okay. I figured that they would have one of those waiting on
the
you.
The Apple Snacker Special with the extra RAMs.
Ah, well,
I enjoy the extra RAMage.
I am horrified at that comment, and I might vomit up this wine that I'm sipping on. But
fortunately, I would not be there to witness it.
But, well, Big Fatty, it's just
perhaps
a matter
our little
of
time. our little kitties will run around and just help you out picking on up.
Well, they have their booties on because you.
Well,
know.
Yes, and that's because you're keeping that Bader family condo pristine condition. That's what I hear.
Right. It is. It has.
Now
been.
That you've decided to replace me with the likes of the Archer.
You're just mad because Archer was funnier than you, Big Fatty.
Well, I'll give in that he's probably cuter.
I will start
funnier. I don't know. It comes down to a question of, you know, just a question of wit and wisdom.
Oh, really? Well, you know, Big Fatty, Archer's not as old as you, but he's got some wisdom. Not Wanda wisdom, but he's got some wisdom. You know, Archer and I talked for, we could have recorded like a 3-hour show, but we didn't.
Well, he does choose his wines well.
Big Fatty, you don't even drink wine. What do you know about wine?
Well, he can whine like this, or he can just whine.
Oh, Big Fatty, you're on a roll tonight. It's almost like you've had too much gin or something.
Well, that's entirely a possibility.
You started drinking it. Yeah,
that whole Stoli, we'll leave that alone.
Well, you know what? The Stoli bottle is empty at the Vader family condo, and so I've had to throw it out. But I don't think I'm going to refill it until after I move because, you know, one less thing to move. So I'm going to probably go like a month with no Stoli at home.
Larry,
yeah?
I have a confession to make.
Oh, Big Fatty, say it.
I'm not really Big Fatty.
Oh, what? It's not Big Fatty.
No, it's not Big Fatty. It's Henry.
Well, Henry, could you be from Chosen Thought? The Chosen
It's Henry from Chosen Thought.
Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. Henry, you had me going there for a while.
Oh, well, you know, it's one of those things that I guess everybody, when they're listening on, kind of has this little dream. Oh, gee, could I possibly imitate that person or this person? And, of course, it's so fun to do with George W.
Well, Big Fatty George W. It's kind of the same person, really, you know.
The multiple horror. I originally had Bill Gates as the ultimate horror. But now he's kind of like, if I'm trying to reconcile him and George W., it's really difficult.
I'd say Bill Gates is right up there with George W., though. Actually, I think Bill Gates is just stupid. I don't think he's out to do evil. I really think...
He just doesn't know.
He doesn't. He does he not just know. Doesn't know. He does no, not. It's... Poor thing. That Windows Media Player 9, I tell you, it's hot. No.
How do you like how do you like this new book, the Power... I mean, you were saying that, you know, I listened to Archer, as I was saying, as Big Fatty, but I listened to Archer and you talk a little bit of the Apple-ness. And, of course, I started out on an Apple computer, so I really wish I was back at one right about now.
You don't wish you were back in a MacBook Pro, trust me on
that. I meant not right now. Okay. I don't really mean I want to be back in one right now. No, you've corrected me.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of having a, you know, one machine that'll do the dual boot.
Right.
So you can have, you know, all the little Apple applications and all the little horror applications residing on the same machine.
No one's cracked it yet to boot Windows that I'm aware of. I think.
Oh, I thought there was a site out there that did it. Somebody told me
there
was.
Did someone do it? Okay.
I have not looked, but somebody said they did it.
Well, if you find that or if any of the listeners have found that site, let me know. I know the Extra Special Chris and his friend were working on that the other day for quite some time. In fact, I almost destroyed Extra Special Chris's MacBook Pro, but they didn't crack it. They tried and tried and tried, and and I would think that those are two pretty good minds that would be able to figure it out. That was what they do for the coal mining, but they couldn't figure it out. So I certainly don't know anything about that.
Well, we were talking just briefly before we started this whole adventure into fattydom, that you had a little bit of a stressful day at the coal mine. What was that all
Jesus
about?
Jesus Christ Almighty. No, it was just we've had every year about this time. Well, we have a big event coming up. The mine has a new director. The mine as a whole, not just our executive part of the mine. Mm-hmm. And the mine as a whole has a new director. And so we're going to inaugurate him, okay?
Ooh.
Which is bullshit, whatever. I don't think we should call it inauguration. I think that sounds ridiculous. But it's a big
deal. Are you serious?
Deal.
They're calling it an inauguration?
It is an inauguration. Well,
oh, man.
We have some conferencing facilities in the executive offices, which will hold about 700 standing, a very tight 700 standing, I may add. But you know,
how tight are they?
Ba-dum-tsh. Yeah,
thank
no.
You.
And they have courtyards, and there's several courtyards. Yada yada yada. Well, they're rented out like every day, pretty much 5-6 days a week, I would say. And so they just have normal wear and tear. So we're in the middle of this like. Go through, replace, paint, re-carpet. You know what I'm saying? Like this.
Just for this event.
Yeah, it's a pretty big event. It actually is a pretty big event. And it's not something they'd normally have at the mines because it's a coal mine, you know? Mm-hmm. So normally they'd have it in downtown Charleston at a fancy hotel, but since times are tight and.
Like the Omni.
Yeah. Well, it's not the Omni anymore. It's the Charleston place. But
really?
last time
it's been 10 years since I've been down there, Larry.
Yeah, it has switched from the Omni to the Charleston place.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's the same place.
How very deluxe. Yes.
But last time we did this, which was well before my time at the mines, it was in the early 90s, they did it at the Mills House, which is an equally nice hotel.
Gorgeous. Yep,
yeah.
I like it. That's where I stayed.
Okay. Well, usually they've had it there the past... at least the last time, but they decided to save money. They were going to have it at the mines, and since we have a nice banquet facility, they decided to have it there, but it's been relentless. And, you know, like the painters aren't just going to paint. They really need guidance because they're not just going to show up with some buckets of paint and be like, which they kind of are, but so it's like, you know, it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll paint here, move that, clean that, scrub that, you know, shampoo that. And that's not even my job. And then we
I had some of those issues today. That's not my job issues. We had a guy show up at our coal mine who was from the, well, we'll call him the Pony Express service.
Mm.
And the Pony Express service was supposed to take this package and deliver it off into the hinterlands. Well, they didn't take the paperwork that was supposed to go with the package.
That's going to be an issue.
And so he had to come back, and all hell broke loose while we were trying to find the pony, and where did he go, and where is his driver? And,
oh.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, that's no fun.
We had several mini meltdowns, and, you know, it's a huge amount of stuff for us. And it was going off to Switzerland. And so that makes it all that much more complicated because, you know, if it's going to Switzerland, it's kind of hard to get it back at a certain point.
Correct.
And you can't really just, you know, fix it by showing up and saying, oh, here, have another one.
Right, right. No, I completely, I know, trust me. Those shipments of coal, you've got to be really careful with them. And in fact, we are having a big thing for the miners as well right now. Not a big thing, but like we're doing like outfit reorders and stuff like that. And so they've all been coming by. And it's like, there are like 550 of them.
Wow.
And, you know, they're nice to look at, but they kind of smell.
I think your mine is deeper than mine.
Oh, well, there are 550. Total, they're closer to 2,000-ish.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but
You work in a big mine.
Yeah, it is a big mine. Well, I mean, it's moderately sized, I guess. But these 550 or so had yesterday and today to come by. Well, do they all wait until after lunch today? Of course they do. And it has nothing to do with me, but I can't even walk down the damn hall through the lobby because, you know, they're lined up all smelly and dusty. And it stinks. Ugh. And, of course, Big Fatty would love it. It smells like men. But I'm like, you know. Well,
we've had enough. Mm. I got a weird kind of is it still there question. Do you have a place called Pugin's Porch down there?
Yeah, we do. It's on Queen Street, isn't it?
I have a really great quick story for you about Pugin's Porch.
Oh, do tell about Pugin's.
You know, it's like it's across from the Mills House.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went down with my family, and it was right around the time of my mother's birthday.
Okay.
And she is a huge fan of key lime pie.
Okay.
They have the most amazing key lime pie at this place. If you're ever in Charleston,
don't eat the food, but
like
eat the
key. Okay. The key lime. Holy mackerel.
I don't like the normal food, but I have never tried the dessert. So
without telling her, I go over to Pugin's Porch like around 2 o'clock, and I go into the kitchen and talk to all the guys who are in there, you know, kind of wondering who this Yankee is who's walking around. And I said, I'd really like to buy a pie. And they, you know, they agreed to have one ready later on that evening.
Oh, they make them there in-house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're wonderful. And so, you know, they did this business, and we brought it back and had, like, a little birthday party for my mom. It was just really neat, and they were really supportive about it. The place is just, I think, a lot of fun. I love looking around the antique stores there, and the mansions are fun, and just the weather, of course, is a lot warmer. So
now, where are you? You're in Pennsylvania, right?
No, I'm in the top of the Northeast. I'm in Maine.
Are you really?
I'm in Maine.
And, I didn't know that.
And yeah, not very many people here at all. And, you know, if you don't watch where you're stepping, you're actually in Canada.
Okay.
You know, you can just sort of take a wrong exit on the turnpike and then poof, you're in Canada and you can't get back.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad. But no, it's pretty cold up here. We've had nice warm spell around 40. And a week ago it was 18 for about 10 days straight.
That's a bit too cold for Mr. Larry Vader, spelled V-A-D-E-R. but I will say, today it was cool here for us today. It was like 60. Yeah,
I enjoy 60.
Yeah, 60 is nice. If the stupid, I'm waiting for the weather to load. I'm trying to stall while the weather widget loads, but for some reason my widgets aren't loading. On this computer, it's not the good computer. Oh. The text is there. Give me some internet. Give me. Yeah, it's 50 right now. Tomorrow, though, I don't want to make you jealous or anything, but it's going to be 76.
Too late.
Yeah, 76, 76, 79, 81 on Sunday.
Too late. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
We're loving this weather down here.
I have a brother who lives in D.C., And he, I was talking to him just the other day, and he was saying how he hates the cold weather. He's never coming back up here when it's cold, and that it was about 70 down in D.C. And I went down to see him around Christmas.
It's fucking cold up there at Christmas.
Actually, yeah, well, you know, When I came, it snowed.
I've been to D.C. in like March or April where the Potomac is still frozen over near the shore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so any of this business about it's warm in D.C., I don't believe it. Like,
mm-mm. No, I showed up. I took one look at my brother. He's got this great big huge hat on. You know the hat you were describing? You know, the orange one with the big long ear things down on it?
Right, the big fatty dad wears, yeah.
The kids think these things are cool, at least the really big ones that look like they're from Nanook of the North.
Do they really?
And, and they wear them all over. But so he's got this giant thing. The hat, it's bigger than he is, practically.
Well, how old is your brother?
Well, he's 3 years younger than I am. He's 39.
Okay, so he's not like, you know? Like a kid. I thought you were saying like he was going to be like a kid.
No, but see, you know, he kind of does that, you know, D.C. scene a little bit. He doesn't look his age. So,
okay.
He gets away with it. We'll put it that way.
Well, I can't even get away with that, and I'm in my 20s, so.
Well, you know, I can't get away with it under any circumstances. It's just, it's hopeless. But he's pretty gifted in that sense.
Well, you know, some people are. Some people can pull off anything. And it makes me so mad because like there are people at the mines in the administrative part of the mines where I am. Mm-hmm. They like dress all like crazy fashionable, and I'm like, if I pulled that off, my boss would laugh at me and tell me to go home and change. Like if I walked up, you know, in there in one of these outfits. So, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. Some people can just do that sort of stuff.
You guys have given me so many laughs over the stuff that the skull wears. I used to work at one of these call center places, and the people will wear the damnedest stuff.
Well, it doesn't really matter what you wear to the call center place, I guess.
Oh, my word. Well, I guess that's the message they were getting across, and you know what? They made it. the message came through loud and clear, and you're right. I mean, it's like you'd think that people would get over the poodle skirt craze. You know,
oh, no,
that they would know that it didn't work, it was a mistake, and we're leaving it behind. But then comes this other stuff, you know, which is just as bad. And you go, holy crap, why is it that we're subjected to this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I look at my clothes and I think they're very I think I just dress very conservatively. And every time I try to buy like a cute t-shirt that kind of pushes it, I don't wear it. Like, and I did say t-shirt, mind you. I don't buy like these crazy like fashionable clothes that I can't pull off. And I've had too much wine, I just realized. And yeah, well, I haven't had dinner yet because I was kind of mean. I was talking to CJ a little bit.
So what had happened?
And then next thing you know, I've had two big glasses of wine. And
And the great big old queen's got herself a great big old glass of wine. And, you know, I'm looking at the picture that comes up under the Skype here, which has got you holding a beverage as well. Now, I brought this up. And I brought this up to Archer. I don't know whether you listened to the episode where he's going, well, Henry sent me an email, and Henry's concerned about how much people are drinking in the podcast and da-da-da-da-da-da.
I did hear
But I do think that there's an issue. I mean, typically – There's a higher incidence of alcoholism among gay people.
Sure. I'll agree with that 100% wholeheartedly.
And I find it really kind of interesting that, you know, Feast of Fools, especially, certainly Archer with his whole wine blog situation, you guys do the Patrick kind of rundown and various other kinds of things, and it's pervasive. And if you look at other podcasts, it's not really there. The alcohol content is just
are you saying
there.
Like straight podcast or just
yeah
okay
yeah and it's not like we want to be like the straight podcast. I just find it sort of is the culture. Does the culture breed the phenomenon? Because a lot of times people say, well, it's because of the depression that gay people have.
Depression.
That they must be drinking because of the depression, because they can't handle, you know, X, Y, or Z and the stigma and blah, blah, blah.
I don't think that's it at all. I'll disagree with you 100% on that part, on that point. I have my own opinion, but go ahead. We'll talk about my opinion.
I'm not advocating that.
Okay.
It's not my opinion.
Okay,
I'm just saying
I disagree with that
people
point.
Say that.
Yeah.
People say that. People say that.
I disagree with that.
I think it's more just a product of the social environment.
I agree with that. And to take it one step further, I would say that As gay men and women, a lot of times we do have self-esteem issues. I don't disagree with that. Maybe depression plays a little part in it, but I don't think I'm depressed. I certainly have friends who maybe are like borderline depressed. But I see it more as I think we're all like okay, with the culture, it's hard to meet people. You know, being it's hard enough as it is, and so in order to get over that self-esteem issue, I think a lot of gay men drink more than they should, and use it as a social lubricant. I mean, they don't like, especially with the internet, the dawn of the internet age, and you know, when was the last time? I mean, you know, like, how do gay men meet each other now? Well, it's very different than it was 10 years ago. And a lot of it is online, which is not personal at all. It's very, you know...
where you can go hunting for men.
I couldn't imagine doing that, but...
The men hunt.
Right,
whatever,
men hunt, sure. But even more so than just for sex, like, even just meeting people for relationships, I think you do that, that's great, that's easy. But then what happens when you're in a public situation? All of a sudden, you don't have that comfort of a screen to hide behind. So to make yourself comfortable... I mean, not just from the computer, but just other things like, oh, especially with the body images today, I've got to be an Abercrombie model. To make yourself more comfortable, you drink. And I will say that we probably make people think we drink more than we do, because we really, I think, every now and again we binge, but for the most part.
You have alcohol bravado.
Yeah, it's really, we don't drink that much. I'm actually very conservative with my intake. I may talk about it, but I'm very conservative with how much I drink. I don't drink and drive, so.
I don't, and I'm not a teetotaler either. I mean,
I don't. I'm not attacking you at all. I just
glass of Merlot on Wednesday. But I mean, the thing is, and by the way, I'll just sort of slip in here that I think that. You're absolutely right, and you're being remarkably clear for somehow dealing with all this wine. So,
well, it really wasn't that much wine, but I guess it was more than I probably should have.
But
had
I appreciate the insights. I think they're all right on target.
I see that especially with the younger, like the 21, 22 year olds. They're the worst, and I feel so bad for them. Like, you know, they're trying to talk to me, and first of all, I'm not interested in anyone 5-6 years younger than me, but at this point in my life, maybe in 5, 10, 15 years, that age won't be such a difference. Right now, it's very much a huge difference.
Well, you've set a good boundary, and, you know, that's one of the things that I talk about on my podcast, are the whole boundaries thing, and you were talking to Archer about this whole business of having people show up on your doorstep uninvited, and you know, setting the boundaries, I think, are wicked important. Wicked's a main word, by the way.
Wicked
important,
right?
And,
wicked. Okay.
You know, it's not only helpful to set the boundaries as far as the consumptions, but also as far as, you know, how far you put yourself out there. You know, and if you go to the bar and you feel like, you know, you want to say something nice to somebody, it would be nice to think that you didn't have to have 4 or 5 drinks before you actually got to get up the courage to walk across the room and say, hey, how are you?
Henry, if I had 5 drinks, I couldn't walk across the room. I just want to point that out. I'm lightweight when it comes to drinking. I usually only have 2 a night, and sometimes 3 if I'm out for a really long time. But yeah, I'm a lightweight. I always embarrass myself when I have had a couple of drinks and then go try to talk to someone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very cognizant of the fact that if I've been drinking, I need to just stay in my corner on my bar stool and keep smiling and chatting with the bartender, because this is a great story, and I'm going to tell it, and then we probably need to wrap this up. But
sure.
I was out about a year ago with my old co-host, Larry Cly. We're at Patrick's. It was probably a Thursday night, Thursday or Saturday. I'm not sure which. And it was Thursday. I'm sure it was, because I'd probably had something to drink before I got there. And so I was pretty tipsy. And it's one of those nights where you realize you're drunk when you get there, so not drink anymore. And you need to sober up for the next 2 or 3 hours before, you know, you get in your car to go home. And there's this really hot boy. I mean, and by littlefatty.com standards, like smoking hot. Like,
to melt for.
Yes, yeah. To eat cheese for. I mean, it was, he was just that good. And I've seen him before, but he had on a coal mining hat.
Ooh.
And those hats don't just, because of the workers at the mines, like those hats don't just like end up out there. Does that make any sense? Like,
oh yeah. So did you think this was your ticket to ride?
Well, I was like, hi, how are you? You know, and I was like, it's funny that you have that hat on because my office produces those, and I'm not sure where you got it. So I'm just going to introduce myself. I'm Larry, and are you a family member of these people? Because it had a family's name on it, because it was a golf tournament, and his family that sponsored our office's golf tournament. And I'm like, cool. Are you part of that family? I'm just curious. And if you are, it's okay, even though I don't like them. Yes, this came out of my mouth. And I'm like, I really don't like them because so-and-so is really a cunt. And
what?
Blah, blah, blah. It just kept coming out. And Larry Claw is like, oh, shut up. Shut up. What are you saying? And I'm like, but that's
so
okay because you're really hot, you know? And the guy now, like when he walks in the bar, like avoids me like the plague.
I mean, flies to the other end of the room like
right,
a gazelle.
Right. I mean, and so that moment will forever stand out in my mind as this is why you do not talk to the hottest boy in the bar when you've had too much red wine and a little bit of Stoli.
Wow.
Yeah. So
quite the confession, Larry, but you know.
Oh, that's I'm not ashamed of any of the things I've done. So
yeah,
that's
I'm
important.
I'm so happy that you you've learned and you know had the experience and
I mean, that's what life's all about, isn't it? Learning from your experiences, mistakes, trials,
absolutely.
Tribulations. Yeah.
And I mean, and of course, we haven't met before. This is, I mean, like Archer, you know, you were saying Archer had only had so much time. This is our first conversation.
We've emailed back and forth.
We've done some
several times.
Yeah. But this is the first time you've, like, heard my voice, unless you've listened to my podcast.
I have. I listened to a couple of them.
Oh, cool.
You know, I, in all honesty, I don't listen to podcasts very much.
Oh no!
Yeah, I can't. I don't have time. So when people don't listen to Little Fatty Cast, I don't get upset because I completely understand. Like 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. That's what 2.5 hours of your time a week. I mean, if you don't want to give that time up, I understand. It's not
but
hurting
you know,
my feelings.
I think it's somewhat of a commuter media.
Oh,
you know?
I will agree with that. I will.
And I have an hour to travel to work and an hour to travel back.
Ooh.
And you guys make it just so much fun. So
thank you
very much.
No, thank you. I mean, I that's pretty much – I listen to one – I usually choose a shorter one while I'm in the shower to listen to because, I mean, otherwise it's just – I think it helps keep me awake and moving instead of just like, I'm just going
to
stand here.
It's
and let
better
the water
to be
run.
Awake in the shower. You're
right. Yep. Instead of just kind of, you know, being real drowsy and slow. So I usually listen to those. Of course, that changes because people stop podcasting. I usually choose like a funnier one to listen to in the shower. And I listen to Adam Curry's Daily Source Code on my way to and from work. I only have a 10-mile commute, so I'm not in the car very much, but right. I usually listen to the Daily Source Code just to keep up on what's going on in the podcast world.
Well, oh my gosh, you asked the other day about different formats, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to tell you, and so I'll tell you in person, that it would be a problem for me because I still burn everything on CD.
Okay.
And I take it over to the car, and the car only understands MP3.
Oh, so you burn it as an MP3 file to the CD, not as like like a CD, like an audio CD.
Right.
Okay.
I burn it as it comes down. And in fact, I don't listen to John Ong's podcast anymore because his format is not a native format that I can run in the car.
Okay.
And I don't listen to Daily Source Code for the same reason because he switched over to this weird format.
Did he really?
I thought
he was MP3. I don't even know because I listen via the iPod.
I'll have to look at it again because it may have gone back. But the reason why I didn't listen to those two had to do with the formatting problems. And, you know, it's just that one extra step that makes it a pain if you have to do it.
Oh, sure.
I listened to something called the Java Posse. Part of my job is programming.
And the Java Posse guy got on the other day and said, "Well, he's an Australian, so he goes, well, we've had this request that maybe we should be having a different format and that we shouldn't be going at it this way. But, you know, we're not going to honor this request because we feel that it'd be much too difficult to put out all these different formats and you're just going to have to live with it." And, you know, you may lose people, but I think if you stay with the most common format, at least until there's a shakeout in the industry as far as players go.
I think they're forever going to only play MP3, and that's a shame.
Really?
Well, I mean, because like my iPod plays things other than MP3, and I have a
I think there'll be another step. You know, you'll go from this to some standard, you know, MP5 or something like that that comes out next, and everybody will want it because it's so much smaller. I think size really does matter.
When
it comes to these files. MP3,
sure. I mean, that's why I like the MPEG-4s, because they are smaller, but I think they sound better. Mm-hmm. I think you get more.
I agree
of
with you.
Spectrum.
I think they sound better. And if I can figure out a way to easily convert these things, I'm going to email you and let you know I've done it.
But you know what? Like, I mean, I never took into account that people would burn a CD or do a data CD, even though I've done it myself when I didn't have an iPod for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a good point.
I guess the question is, what's easiest for you? Because for me, having an iPod, which I don't yet. Okay, but having an iPod, having it sit there, download the stuff, bring it to the car, and then connect it up with this wire, whatever the wire is going to be, and then the little radio signal means that there's a degradation in the quality anyway. I'd much rather have it be something that's real slick, plugs right into the CD player. And if I had, you know, maybe a better car player that had a cord that went into it, then I might do it differently. But I'm kind of a snob when it comes to quality of audio, and maybe that's what you're saying too, because you want to go the other file. But
in the car, I just take my iPod to the car and hook it. I have an iTrip on my iPod, which is just an FM transmitter, mm-hmm. and it just broadcasts. Like it, I never take the thing off because I never plug headphones in. I never have my car doesn't have a line in.
But doesn't
input.
It like give you engine sounds or anything?
On mine, no. Not that I'm aware of. It sounds just like you're listening. I mean, you don't get CD quality, but you get radio quality, mm-hmm. which for a spoken podcast is fine to me. Mm. But I also have a 10-mile commute. You're in the car for an hour, so just like a lot of other listeners, your priorities are different.
Yeah.
And so,
now, when you refer to Miss Horty, are you referring to you or the car?
Oh, Miss Horty's me. It's more of a state of mind. The car is Miss Maxine. God bless her. She's out
How
there.
How transcendental of you. It's a state of – Miss Horty is a state of mind. You know, that could be the new sort of moniker for your podcast.
Miss Horty, it's a state of mind. Yeah. Miss Hortensia L. Vader, it's a state of mind. Yeah, you know, Horty,
you're a riot.
It's Horty because Horty is the sporty short version of Hortensia.
Is it?
Yeah, it makes me feel younger. When I'm feeling like a little old lady and me, you know, all the time. So, all right, we need to wrap this shit up. We've been recording for like 38 minutes and
okey-doke.
Got to throw the intro and all that mess in there. But thanks so much for being on the Little Fatty Cast, Henry. Now, how do we find your show, all that good stuff?
My pleasure. It doesn't come out tremendously regularly. It's like every week or 2 weeks, and it may go to more if I got more listeners, but I think it's, you know, kind of a specialty boutique podcast. You know, you have to be in the mood for it. And, you know, if you're interested in kind of keeping up with, you know, personal issues, things like boundaries and, you know, cherishing other people in ways that aren't crazy. It's at www.chosenthought.com.
Okay. Thank you very much. And everyone go on over and check that out. Don't I have a link on littlefatty.com?
You do. Bless your heart.
Okay. I thought it was there. Yeah. So go on over and check out Chosen Thoughts and download some of Henry. You only have, what, 25? Podcast, if that?
Less. We're like, I think we did 10. And I didn't even have, you know how a lot of podcasters had some sort of celebration when they hit their milestones?
Right.
It just kind of floated by. But that's okay. I mean, so part of my podcast has to do with sort of talking about something that happened and trying to make sense from it. And then the other part is usually some sort of a little political rant because I'm just so disgusted with the Bush shenanigans.
Right. Well,
anyway,
Republican or Democrat, I think you have to admit that some stuff's bad. But anyway, well, thanks for listening.
It's true.
I hate being political, but it's
not just one group. It's the whole thing.
Right. Well, we see it every day at the mines. Trust me. I mean, not even with our other miners. And how they, I mean, it's, anyway. Yeah. So, alrighty. Well, guys, thanks for listening. This has been the Little Fatty Cast featuring Henry from Chosen Thought. Now, we've got two more Big Fatty List cast. Then he'll be back. And I can report that his cellular telephone is working just fine because he's near enough to U.S. Territories. And he's been calling and leaving like megabyte long voice letters. So we'll eventually put those. What's that?
He misses you.
Oh, he does miss me. He can't help but miss me.
He does. I mean, it's really kind of neat.
And and I've been kind of keeping him informed on what's going on and who's been on the show. So he's very excited. He's going to come back and listen. So if you insulted him and you've been on the Little Fatty Cast, then he's going to hear it. But anyway. Thanks again.
Big Henry. Hello to you, Big Fatty.
Yeah. Too late to suck up. I'm ending the show. Too late. So, all right. Thanks again. And everyone, thanks for listening. Check us out, littlefatty.com. E-letter me, Larry at littlefatty.com. And we're on iTunes and all that good stuff. If you want to subscribe, please do. We need good numbers so we can get on Podshow. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.